Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Geelong United's got a big game this Sunday at the arena just after midday, Jess. Jess Shelley normally joins us every single week. She's a little bit unwell, starting to feel better. She'll be right to go for Sunday. But joining us is her teammate forward slash housemate, Taylor Mole. Hey, Taylor.
Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you in the studio and meet you. How are you feeling about the game against Adelaide, which you were just telling us in the news is your old team?
My old team, yeah. I'm very excited to play them. So obviously I know all the girls very well and know both the coaches really well. So I think it'll be exciting for us to kind of get out there and bounce back from the Sydney game.
Now, Jazz Shelley has told us in the last few weeks that you guys do something called, I believe, Scout. Is it where you watch the team you're going to be playing against? Yeah. You watch some video. Have you been adding extra pointers in? Like, watch this girl. She's got bung knees. Like,
I mean, I try to. I try to add as much as I can without also, like, being a bad person.
Yeah.
Because so. I imagine, are you kind of crossing your fingers that they haven't changed their plays? You go, maybe they just went with 2023's plays.
Well, I remember, like, some of the stuff they ran is a little bit similar to last year, but then it's also we kind of guard it differently, so we have to kind of make adjustments on the run. But a lot of it I'm like, oh, I actually remember that play. Okay. After already remembering all of Geelong's
all right
plays,
I guess. So you'll be sitting or playing and screaming out, be like, they're doing it now, they're doing
the
it
one
now.
Yeah.
All right, great game. I love it. Like, it's like a matinee. Mm-hmm. Sunday matinee. Mm-hmm. Go see Geelong United in the WNBL. It's what, health and wellbeing round. Yep. You were saying they're giving away massages at the stadium? That's incredible.
Stunning.
Apparently, yeah, free masseuses in the lobby before you walk in. So,
oh my God.
And get your
as
massages.
If going to the basketball couldn't get any better.
Yeah.
Literally.
What do you like to do to, like, if you're looking after your health and wellbeing, like, what do you like to do to kind of have a bit of Taylor time?
I'm a big napper, so I like to nap every game day. And then, honestly, I just like sitting on the couch, like, with Jazz and the cat. And just watch Netflix and then just hang out, really. I'm pretty easy.
Is it harder, like, with the game being at 12:30, is it hard to squeeze a nap in?
That will be very difficult. That'll be weird, actually. I don't remember the last time I played at, like, midday. So
oh, God.
I'll have to adjust everything, but hopefully get a good night's sleep.
Wake
Saturday
up at
night.
4 a.m., go to have a nap.
And then wake up and go back to sleep. That could work. I could try that, yeah.
Tough game over the weekend. I think, what, two wins, four losses, around about that. How are you feeling, like, as a group? I know Jazz Shelley's talked about team's only really been together for 6 or months, so, but still really happy with how everything's going.
Yeah.
Where are you at as a group? I know you're a very tight-knit group, and how's that all going?
Yeah, well, we're probably one of the closest teams that I've been a part of. We're all very similar in age, so we kind of like to do the same things. When I saw Moana 2 yesterday as a team, so that was very fun. But
hate to sit behind your team in the cinemas.
Bit of a review with any good?
It was very good.
Yeah, okay.
I really enjoyed it.
But damn, now I have to go see it.
Yeah, you have to. I recommend it. But we get on really well, and I think that's kind of what's kept us together after big losses. We kind of bounce back, and we really respect and admire our coach. We kind of want to win for him and do it the best we can to, I guess, win games and win for kind of the city of Geelong, because it's a new team for them. So kind of get around them and try and put our best foot forward every day we play.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah. We're super excited for Sunday's game. You can still grab your tickets.
Yeah, you can get them online. You can also watch it on KO. That's fantastic as well. I'm going to ask one final question about the weekend, because we've just discussed a lot of it. We're really excited. You're playing against your old team, which I know you're...
Yeah.
That'll be a fun, like, and scary thing, I imagine.
Yeah.
Got to ask about Mon Conti. Mm-hmm. Do you know she's playing this Sunday? Like, she's finished up with Richmond. Like, mm-hmm. she's too good at everything.
She is too good at everything.
Is there a chance that we see her for the first time this Sunday?
I think there is a chance. She's been training with us, but who knows what will happen on the day. I don't want to reveal all the secrets, but she's been training and she's been doing really well. And it's just about her body adjusting from footy to basketball, but she's been doing well in training.
So. Okay. Imagine that Fingers would be crossed. A big adjustment for, you know, changing codes like that.
Well, she's won a league best and fairest. I think I saw today on Geelong United's post, she's won 7 best and fairest for Richmond.
Oh, my God.
It's insane.
Yeah. Anyway, let's all stop feeling inadequate. Taylor, you're officially a friend of the Tim and Jess Show. Anyone that comes into the studio, you're automatically a friend. What we do with our friends is immediately put them to the test.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to get to know the real Taylor Mole. Mm-hmm. So we have this thing called the pressure test, where we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Jess, what are the type of, like, without giving away, the type of questions, what are we trying to find out about Taylor?
Oh, look, it's just very broad questions about your personality, and it would help us, you know, get to know you a little bit better in a very condensed way.
Okay.
Right? So just give me the first thing that comes to your mind.
Try not to overthink it.
Okay.
If you can't answer it, just say pass and we'll move along.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. It's time for the pressure test.
Okay. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Anything ABBA, like Mamma Mia.
Oh, great. What's a movie or TV show that you can quote word for word?
Either Suits or One Tree Hill.
Suits? Oh, my goodness. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I would love to fly.
Oh.
That'd be cool. I like it.
Yeah. What's the best holiday you've ever been on?
Probably when I went to Hawaii with my family. That was cool.
If you were an animal, what would you be and why?
I reckon I'd be a cat because they just, having now known a cat, they kind of just do whatever they want and eat whenever they want and just cruise around.
It's very true. Do you have any hidden talents?
I can juggle.
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's a talent. I can juggle.
Okay, we're absolutely getting you to juggle soon. If you could swap lives with someone for a day, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. Maybe an NBA player, like Jason Tatum or Steph Curry or something.
What's cool. one thing you could eat every day for the rest of your life?
Salt and vinegar chips.
Do you believe in aliens or ghosts?
I believe in aliens.
Oh.
Like, just call it like
the, I reckon they're real.
100%. Yeah. What a way to end the prejudice.
Right?
Just open up a can of worms.
I feel like I know so much about you. That I also want to throw something at you to juggle.
we haven't got much. This is Tim and Jess. Look, you're either into this or you're not. I'll be straight out with it. I want to talk about psychics for a second. Have you ever seen a psychic?
I love psychics.
Okay, that's not answering the question.
No, I love going to see a psychic.
And this is something you genuinely, they'll say something and you go, okay, I believe that. And that's going to...
I saw a psychic 6 months before I met my husband who told me I was going to meet my husband.
He was like, his name is Akshay. He's a chemical engineer. He works in Queensland.
She said, you're about to make a big move, which I was. And she didn't know that. She was like, you're about to make a big move. In this move, you will meet the love of your life and you will want to be with him forever. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And at the time, I was very single. So I was like, as if that's going to happen.
We have met, we've had a pet psychic on the radio show years ago. And I feel like you're not on board with pet psychics.
No, pet psychics, I have a little bit harder time.
They were like, Jess, you've got a female dog. She's big and she's energetic. And you're like, I've got a male cat and he's quite placid. She went, I think I'm picking up someone else. And then we never spoke to that person again. This person wasn't in Geelong. Can't stress that enough.
That was so stressful.
There is an event. There was meant to be an event in Dingwall, Scotland.
Oh.
A psychic event. But Jess, it's been cancelled due to unforeseen circumstances.
They really should have seen that one coming, Tim.
Well, that's the thing. They're cancelling it because something's... someone maybe has said, or maybe all the psychics, what do you call a group of psychics? A plot of psychics gathered together and they all were like, something's not right here. But they were Scottish, so it would have sounded like,
go on.
Something's not right here. And I know I'm a psychic. You know what I see in your future? No event. You might be thinking, do I keep bringing up stories out of Scotland? So I can do my flawless Scottish accent, which we've had several legitimate complaints about.
Yes.
No, I haven't.
I can't keep going to meetings about your Scottish accent, Tim. I really can't.
You're only going to the front of house once. I got back of house meetings about this as well. It's in my performance analysis. But a psychic event being cancelled due to unforeseen circumstances.
Yeah. So not even postponed, just straight up cancelled.
Just cancelled. Tickets going to be refunded. They wanted to postpone, but someone just said no.
Is there any quotes from anybody that were like ticket holders that were excited?
Yeah, there actually is.
You're
Jess,
kidding? Oh my God!
thought they would have seen this one coming. Not a great advert for psychic, is it? Now, have they lost their bag of foresight? Oh, they write themselves, do they? Not much of a psychic then. I felt like that was lower. That was more English.
Yeah.
I started losing it. But because I did have it.
But real quotes.
No, those genuinely are all real quotes from people who are upset that, again, the psychic event has been cancelled due to unforeseen circumstances. Mm-hmm. So not even psychics are nailing it, Jess.
That's so true. So true. Yeah. Maybe they should have gone to see a psychic.
Yeah. Well, they can't now because the convention's over, but they're trying their hardest. Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess. Jess, last night. Oh, last night. Let's have a quick chat about it. Now, I know that everyone has, like, mostly someone will be your first And when I talk about your first, it's your first time babysitting.
Yes.
Babysitting like a toddler or a baby. Your first time happened to be with my son last night.
Well, the only babysitting I've ever done, either the parents have been there, which is not counts.
I think that's just called visiting your friends who have kids.
Or, you know, looking after my little nephew, but my parents have been there. So the pressure has been very much off me.
Now, son Jack, he's almost 1.5. He's, you know, very self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Like, he's not on bottles. He's not doing anything where it's overstimulating or anything.
It was pretty chill. Yeah.
You saw him for maybe half an hour or so before he went to bed. My wife and I went out for a date night. So again, I know I said this last night, I said it this morning, I'll say it again. Really appreciate it.
That's
I had
so
such
fun.
A lovely night with my wife in Torquay for a date night. We haven't been out for months, just her and I. So it was really special. Let's go through. I didn't ask too many questions last night. give me a recap. Things that went well, things that went right. Because I said there's most likely the chances that you do nothing. You watch television on the couch.
And look, I think the thing we were most worried about was if he needed a nappy change.
Oh, if he did a poo.
And me and my husband have never changed a nappy before. So we lived in fear of your son waking up and needing a nappy change. Didn't happen, which I was so grateful for. At one point, about half an hour in, you guys had been gone for about 30 minutes at that point, and me and Akshay realized that he hadn't moved. And so we looked at the camera and we looked at each other and we were like, is he breathing?
Right.
And so I sent Akshay into the room and I watched him on the camera and he put his hand in front of your son's face to make sure he was breathing.
Yeah.
He was. So thank God.
So this is all the stuff I experienced the week he was born.
Yeah.
You know, when he was this little blob or this little bug that we used to call him.
And then about an hour and a half in, we were in the middle of our movie and we hear a cry. And I was like, oh no, it's happening. It's all happening. Quick, everyone, abandon everything. We hit pause on the TV and we're watching the camera because you said not to immediately go into him.
Sometimes he'll just like, he might self-settle. His dummy out, he'll chill out.
And I realized that his dummy had fallen out of the cot. And so I had to do the sneak attack into the room. And I like crept in and I was like, it's okay, buddy. And he's screaming at me like, where is it? And so I picked something up and it was a cup. And I was like, surely Tim and Jess didn't leave a cup for their son in the room. He doesn't drink from cups yet.
So no, he doesn't.
I left the cup outside of the cot and I put the dummy back in with him. He went back to sleep.
Did he just kind of flump down?
Yeah.
When he got his dummy? Yeah.
Yeah. But it was terrifying. I don't know how you do it.
I don't mean to sound like a hero, but I do that a couple of times a night.
Right?
I barely cry now when that happened. No, you did really well. Like that's.
Thank you.
I know exactly where you've been.
Yeah.
Like because I went look after my nephew for the first time years and years ago. 100%. Doing all the things. Are they alive? What do I do? Everything is the worst. Was my main thought back then.
My favorite thing was when you guys got back, you talked for about 15 minutes about how good the food was. And then we finally said, oh, by the way, Jack's fine. And you went, oh yeah, our son, I forgot.
We assumed he was going to be very, very fine. So thank you again.
No worries.
Good job. You did get 30 minutes of playing. And the first interaction I saw with you and my son is his head hitting the window and him screaming and crying.
He just got too excited that I was in the tent with him.
Yeah, well, can you blame him?
Right?
It's a pretty cool tent with a pretty cool Jess.
That's true.
All right. You know what? Passable.
Thank you.
Can you come back tonight?
I am not tonight, but I am available in the future.
All right. I'll book you out every week, every Wednesday. I like it. Date night's back.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.